Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I want to talk about a new detail that we have learned about Brian Koberger. And this is exclusive and breaking here that we've discovered on the program. Actually, Stacey Cole earlier on today's program, Hidden Killers Live, brought this up. We can now confirm Brian Koberger, well, at least according to the prescription that has his name on it in his house, was taking thyroxine, a thyroid medication. We're not here to dissect it medically. We're not here to say anything negative about it. Many people take this and they need it, and it's great for people have thyroid problems. This, in many cases, helps with that. What matters is how it plays into the bigger picture of who he was. This drug, if not balanced, can leave someone, according to the research that we've done on it, either foggy, drained, or wired. I guess maybe I should read it like you do in the commercials. Wired, restless, and sleepless. may cause this, may cause that, may cause you to go and murder people. It doesn't have that in there. But if you layer this, the weird, the restless, the sleepiness, and there are other side effects, this is going to be a deeper dive we have to go into. But you layer this on top of the other self-diagnosed conditions, autism spectrum, OCD, ADHD, ARFID, and suddenly you've got a new window onto a man who may have been living with a very volatile internal state. I want to unpack not the chemistry, but the impact, how investigators, corrections, and the public should interpret a detail like this, knowing what he was on. And understanding, if anyone knows, thyroid can mess with you in immense ways, including personality-wise. What's your take on this now that we know what he was taking?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, as an investigator, one of the main areas I always loved going and looking in was the medicine chest and then also the nightstand. What were they really taking? What were they really using? A lot of people keep old medication, but you want to find out what they're using. And that was always a key part of any investigation, in my opinion. Why? Because it could be used by the defense. It could also be used to show medical conditions. I've got to tell you, Tony, to me, what wasn't there stood out more than what was there, although I find this medication quite interesting. But what wasn't there were all the medications you would expect somebody that had severe OCD, that had, you know, all those other lists that came out of nowhere that were listed out in court. I would want to see those medications. But no, what we have is this thyroid medication, which I did find very interesting because, you know, the thyroid can also affect, I believe, things like appetite and things along that line. A lot of people have asked, why at times does he look so gaunt? Why at other times did he look a little bit more muscular and things? And I believe that affects that. But it's all medications have after effects. They have counter effects, some very mild, some that no one gets. But was he affected by that medication? I tell you, if I would have been the defense, I would have been pouncing on that if it would have gone to trial.
I am wondering, you know, all we know is that this was in his house, and we have the prescription sheet. We've found the code on the prescription sheet, and that's what led us to determine what the medication is and what that prescription, in fact, was for. When you have that piece of information now, it makes me wonder, okay, who prescribed this? How was this prescribed? We know he had all these other diagnoses. Was this the catch-all? Was this the one that a general practitioner said, you know what, take this. Maybe it's just a thyroid problem that he has these things, but maybe this thyroid problem can be addressed and some of these other things will be tampered down and helped with this medication. Because in some cases, right, this can actually help with some of that. Obviously, it's different. Medications interact differently with every single human being and their own biology. So what this may help someone over here may not help this person over here. So we know this kind of drug, it can push someone towards either extreme fatigue or extreme restlessness. And you have that and you mix it with the other things, you know, it can really mess with a personality more than that personality already has. I mean, how might that have shown up in his routines and behavior patterns that investigators observed?
Well, you know, the medical piece of this was always such a drive, I think, mm-hmm. on both sides in a way, but particularly the defense. I mean, look, the Twinkie defense. Does everybody remember that? When literally Twinkies, you know, supposedly led to a murder and that was used as a defense. Mm-hmm. All the sugar, in other words, they called it the Twinkie defense, but sugar, lots and lots of sugar.
Yeah.
My point is that I think from a defense standpoint, they were always going to use these medical issues. And remember, there was a lot of contention between the prosecution and the defense about all these medical records, and then medical records the prosecution wasn't supposed to get that they sent back, and they apologized. It wasn't their fault. They were sent them. Anyway, long story short, I think all of us recognized that the defense was going to try to use medical issues. But really, Tony, a thyroid medication that likely millions of people are on. I haven't crunched the numbers yet, but I did look up that medication and I didn't see it as anything blaring.
No.
Like some medications you look up, like Accutane, you know.
No.
You even see the word Accutane. Oh my God, they might go and commit a murder, right?
Yeah, it's not that. It's not some of the other like insomnia drugs where we've heard of people going and doing crazy things on them and having zero recollection. This is a very standard, very commonly prescribed drug. So I don't want anybody to think you take this, you're going to go slaughter a bunch of kids. That's not at all. But it's just, it's a unique one to mix with what we know about him and his current conditions. Not that it couldn't have been very helpful and balancing. I'd almost be curious what he'd be like if he wasn't taking it. Or was he not taking it, I guess, could be another part of the question as well.
Yeah, and the dates. When, how long was he on it? Was this newly prescribed? Had he been on it for years? All of those details are so important. But what a find. I mean, to me, it's so interesting whenever you find a nugget like that, because we were all wondering if he really was diagnosed with all these horrible conditions to the degree that they somehow played a part in committing a mass murder. Why wasn't he medicated? I mean, early on in his life, we see what he was talking about. I mean, we see there was somebody with a serious problem, and this is all you have in your apartment is a thyroid medication?
And that's what I wonder. I mean, why was he medicated? Why wasn't he medicated? What was he? Was he properly medicated? I think that's the big question. Was he properly medicated? Because he was diagnosed with all these things before this all happened. The parents knew, he knew there was stuff going on with him that he needed some help for. But depending on who you go to for that help is going to depend on what you're going to get for that. And some, especially if you're a general practitioner, they don't have the insight. They don't have the training as a psychiatrist would to know, hey, this is what you should be taking for this condition or that condition. And it's an astronomical number in our country where general practitioners are prescribing medications for psychiatric conditions that they have no business prescribing them for, because people are not going to a psychiatrist. It's either not attainable, it's too expensive, they're not in their area, it's not covered by their insurance, so they go to their regular doctor, and their doctor is doing the best that they can, quote unquote, to try and help with those problems. And that's what I'm really wondering here in Koberger's case. Is this one of those stories where they're taking this or taking that? Well, my doctor said I should take it, And if he were to go to a psychiatrist or someone with more experience, they'd say, oh, what? You shouldn't be medicated on that. I mean, in my own life, I've seen this with other people, even with myself. You go to one doctor, why are they giving you that? Like, that's not good for this or that. I mean, everyone seems to have a different expertise or direction. But I'm wondering, was he extremely mismedicated?
Well, and this is important, too. That was the search of the apartment.
Yeah.
What was with him in Pennsylvania? Mm-hmm. In other words, he left that behind. Mm-hmm. Did he have two bottles of it? Was he even taking it?
Because this isn't one where it's like, I'm going to take it as needed. This is every day you take this. Otherwise, your thyroid can get way off. And it's not, I mean, depending, thyroids can do a lot of stuff. It can screw with you immensely. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if we've kind of come across something here where there's something, because we know there's something really off about this guy deep, deep down. And it's easy to go, he's evil, he's this, he's that. Does this go back to a thyroid problem that's been mismanaged forever, mixed with all these other mental health issues? And this is how you get this zombie-ish like creature that is Brian Koberger, that fixates on things in very unhealthy ways and doesn't seem to know how to interact with society. I'm really wondering how much of this man was made into a zombie, or were they trying to pull him out of that state with meds. I don't know which way it turns.
I'd be very interested to look and see. Hopefully those codes will be revealed. They might make sure to redact those now once they see all this.
Yeah, now that we've put this out there, yeah.
But I'd love to see what he had with him that he felt was important enough that he needed to take with him. Yeah. And how, what those, medications were. And back to your point about basically being sort of chemically altered, right? When mm-hmm. you take too much medication and all that, I think it's going to be interesting to see what he took with him. That's another thing I would like to know.
Yeah, what was in that go bag of his? What was he packing as he went along? I guess another question would be, what did he think he needed to take? You know, because that can be another big thing with any sort of medication that you're taking, and especially with someone like a Koberger, where there's clearly some mental health issues going on here. Folks don't always take their meds. And not that a thyroid med is anything like an SSRI or something that you'd be taking for mental health disorders. But sometimes people feel, I don't need that. I don't need that anymore. I'm okay. And you don't take it. And yeah, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with your brain for medications that aren't necessarily designed for that specifically. But lots of questions and still more answers to dig for as we keep unpacking Brian Koberger. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, as always, thank you so much. And of course, Break the Case, your podcast. Get it wherever you get podcasts. And be sure to check out her YouTube channel as well, Break the Case with Jennifer Coffin.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.